the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
This episode of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got my co-host with me on the line right now, line number one, Tony C. What's up, my friend?
What it do?
Doing good, man. Got a lot of things we want to get to today. This is going to be a nice show. Going to be talking about a little bit of fantasy football. Going to get you, if you have time permitting, get into some topics of the day. The first thing I want to get to, though, is the breaking news that happened early this afternoon. Tiger Woods busted for driving under the influence. That kind of hit you close to home, Tony C. Do you care to elaborate on it?
Yeah, man. Dude was given, you know, they said he was under influence of medications, man. And, you know, taking those meds due to his back issues, and you know, he's had four back surgeries, and you know, I'm having issues with my back, and they, you know, they try to feed you all those different medications,
right?
And some of them they tell you not to be driving, so you know, hopefully it's probably just like a muscle relaxer or something. He might have took too many, and that's what kind of had him under the limit. You know, over the limit, I should say.
Right.
Because he said he wasn't drinking, so. Yeah, I mean, them your back, man, that pain. And the only thing that help you deal with it is to be medicated, especially, you know, being that he got operated four times. So right. I hope everything, you know, work yourself out with it. He'll probably get it thrown out because they'll just say, you know, he was medicated. You know, he'll probably get like community service or something. So, the meds, that's the key. The medication is the key, I guess.
He actually issued a statement out earlier this afternoon. It reads, I understand, hold on 1 second. Got Mr. Hightower on line number two. Mr. Hightower making his sports report debut. How you doing, man? Mr. Hightower? You there?
Hey, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How you doing, man?
Okay. I'm doing good, man.
Making
his sports report debut. Real quick, though, Tiger Woods issued a statement today. I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications that affected me so strongly. I would like to apologize with all my heart to my family, friends, and the fans. I expect more from myself, too. I will do everything in my power to ensure this never happens again. I fully cooperated with law enforcement and would like to personally thank the representatives of the Jupiter Police Department and the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office for their professionalism. So that.
But you see how much pain he was in? He got a mix of medication.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so that means you can scratch the muscle relaxers. He's probably taking, you know, something way heavier than that.
Right. Right.
Couple things. Now, but see, that's how much pain he in. I mean, to be, that's how much discomfort.
Right.
Yeah, he in, you know? So he got to take mixed pills just to, you know, drive down the street or make it through the day.
Right.
Just to cope with life, period.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of got me apprehensive, you know, about, you know, this back thing, man. And then you see Kerr going through what he going through.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the back ain't nothing to play with. And people make it seem like, oh, yeah, you get cut and then it's fixed. And all hell. It's like that starts it.
Right.
What I've, all my research, you know what I'm saying? Once they go in there, it's like, okay, they ain't gonna stop.
Right.
Then your quality of life is what you, you know what I'm saying, worried about. Am I gonna be able to, you know, resume my, you know, quality of life? Steve Kerr can't even sit on the sideline.
Nope. Not even healthy enough to be there.
You know what I'm saying?
He's not even healthy enough to be their first team in the finals. Guys.
Exactly.
Guys, we're on live right now. RantEMRadio.com. We're on live. Head over to the website now. Hit that chat, listen live button to join to the show. Also going through Facebook right now under Rant Entertainment Media. We wanted to get to Hightower very quickly. Hightower, you had something you want to bring to the table tonight?
Yeah, this is for the Fantasy Football League. I want to do something special for the Rant family. I'm going to put up, not 500, but I'm going to put up a $50 Amazon card for the winner of the season.
Okay.
Of the season. Who's ever in first place by the end of the playoffs. That will go to that $50 will go to that person. But if I'm in first place, and like if I'm in first place, I will give it to the man that's in the third place.
Right, gotcha. Gotcha.
Third place or second place?
Should be second place.
Yeah, second place.
That finished behind me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll work. Yeah. If I'm in first place,
that'll work.
Okay.
Appreciate that, man. I'll be running the league this year. It'll be an ESPN.com league. I think that's the best way to go. I think it's the best service I've used before. I've used some others. I've used NFL.com. I've used CBS.com. I use Yahoo. And I think that ESPN is just a better site. I like their scoring
system. Oh, yeah, it is.
I like their scoring system. And I also like the fact that they've made changes to the defenses on the fantasy football games as well. So we'll get the information up in the coming weeks and get you guys involved in the fantasy league.
And preferably, we like to have the draft on a Saturday. I'm just saying.
I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, like everybody normally free on a Saturday.
Right. I don't have a problem.
Saturday evening.
And if we want to, we can. We get, if you guys want to, like we did that last year with Phil, we can broadcast it.
Yeah, but we gotta make sure everything is. Don't make sure the surface is nowhere near the damn draft. Because it seems like he cheated.
I ain't
want to
say nothing.
It seems like he has cheated, and because he was in first the whole time.
Not only that, last year we drafted and then we had to redraft.
Yeah,
that's what everybody up.
Yeah, everybody said they like their teams, and all of a sudden they had to redraft again. What the hell? Oh my god!
Yeah, we were headed. Everybody was headed. Everybody had at least like one or two good. You know what I'm saying? Right. Solid player.
Right.
And then come find out we had to redraft.
Let me roll over to line number four very quickly. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys?
Good to hear from you, man. How you been?
Oh, lovely, man. I would have been on earlier, man. I was playing that Friday the 13th game, man.
No problem.
You know, I was getting a little caught up, but I'm here now.
No problem. Appreciate you guys calling in, as always. All right. Did you hear what Hightower just said? He's putting up $50 to the winner of the Rant Fantasy Football League this year.
I could throw in some, you know.
$50 at Amazon. Amazon card, $50.
Okay. My only Amazon request is when the playoffs start, please no trades.
Oh, I'm gonna make sure that didn't happen again. I'm gonna make sure that didn't happen again. I didn't like that. It's one thing to pick players off players off the waiver wire. I have no problem with that. But the playoffs, your fate is pretty determined at that point.
Yeah.
So
you get LaDainian Bell. I mean, got bad taste in my mouth.
I mean, Mr. Hate. Certain people on this network thought that a player that was in the free agent pool was meant for them. And no, it don't work like that, player. So we'll definitely make sure we get this on the up and up. We'll probably have a meeting maybe that Friday night before to just iron out all the details and everything like that. So everybody will be in a corner. It's on the same thing. And then we'll just roll on over to Saturday and do the draft itself. All right.
Speaking of that, going to be a network special?
Yeah, I want to broadcast it, similar to what Phil did. I want to broadcast it. Fantasy football, the reason why I'm doing a special now, I think, who was it? Someone asked me. Rob Domingo. My good friend Rob Domingo asked me, why am I doing fantasy football so early? You got to understand, OTAs are now. Fantasy football signups are now. I'm already a part of three leagues, so and you can never be too early to talk about fantasy football. Never too early. And there's some guys here I definitely want to go over and get opinions on. Let's see what you guys what stature it should rank, and a couple of guys. Particularly one we're going to get into in a few minutes is one of your guys, Tony C. But we'll go on to the quarterback ranks first. First deal I want to bring up on this Fantasy Football Summit, first deal I want to bring up is Russell Wilson.
It's hit or miss with him with me. Hello?
See, my issue with Russell Wilson is the fact, you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Look like I lost Tony C. Let me see if I can get Tony C back real quick.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Hightower's still here, too. The thing that gets me with Russell Wilson, will the real Russell Wilson please stand up? I mean, he's had some good games. Tony C, you back with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're into the Fantasy Football Summit now. We're talking about Russell Wilson. What's your thoughts on him for fantasy this year?
Well, you got Doug Baldwin. You got your boy Jimmy Graham still. So, you got a couple good targets. But, you know.
He's still not a
Richard league. Sherman. Richard Sherman called and told him that he sucked. So. You know what I'm saying?
It's something nobody's ever seen or thought about it. Ever since Marshawn Lynch left, Russell Wilson's production kind of went down a little bit. He doesn't have that.
They're all the way down.
It's like, you know, he didn't have that comfort.
My only thing with Russell Wilson, with a real Russell Wilson, please stand up. I mean, if you look at him, one of the things that people like about Wilson, and I hate to sound, I hate to sound this way, but a lot of people look at a black quarterback for running yardage and running touchdowns. And it's like he seems not to be giving you the running like he used to when he had Marshawn Lynch there. He's not giving you the rushing.
He's trying to stay healthy. You see Cam Newton, the hell knocked out of him.
Yeah, that's true, too. And him and Doug.
You just want to stay healthy, man.
And him and Doug Baldwin did connect a lot during last year in terms of making noise that way. So maybe we'll get a little bit less of a rushing game out of Russell Wilson and more passing TDs out of Russell Wilson, which would be fine with me. That'll keep it right.
Depends on if they respect the running game, and you know, if he facing two deep safeties a lot, then it's gonna be a slow crawl.
Yeah,
because they had the key on Marshawn Lynch back in the day, because he had hurt you.
And we'll get it.
You know, if they're not respecting Eddie Lacy, it's gonna be kind of tough for him.
Oh yeah. We'll get into the Seattle running backs a little bit later on. That's definitely a topic I do want to talk about tonight. Next guy on the list, I want to talk about someone else who's been affiliated with rushing touchdowns, Cam Newton.
Hell.
Oh, no. Because he
might be the worst quarterback in that division, so.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
He ain't going. I'm not picking him.
I'm definitely ain't picking his ass.
I mean, yeah.
What do you think the issue with him there is? Do you think it's him? Do you think it's not his
accurate
receivers?
He's not an accurate. He's not a pocket. He can't throw from the pocket accurately.
Yeah.
So he ain't no help to you in fantasy outside of them rushing touchdowns, but. They're gonna try to scale back his rushing attempt, bro.
Right, which is why they drafted Christian McCaffrey.
He ain't gonna never get you like 35 touchdowns in a year passing, no way.
Yeah, he'd be more like what? More into the 20s for the year, passing wise. Yeah, maybe 15, 20 passing TDs.
What he did last year, I don't know.
But that
Super just don't pick him.
But that Super Bowl run he had was good. Cam Newton, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they also had a good defense.
That was
one kind of thing.
That was the exception. That ain't the rule.
Right. And now Ted Ginn Jr.'s gone, so we'll see what he does. Hopefully Kevin Benjamin can step it up. So we'll see what he does. I want to get to your boy now, Tony C. I want to get to Dak Prescott for a second. How do you think he'll do well? How well do you think he'll do fantasy-wise this year? Do you think teams might be able to figure him out? Tony C?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. What was the question?
Do you think teams will be able to figure out Dak Prescott?
Man, why you always see, you always trying to bring up something about my team, man?
I'm just asking
trying to get somebody fired up, man. You my quarterback alone. My quarterback gonna be all right. The hell you mean
to figure him out? I think he is. I think if you just have to wait and see for him.
I'm gonna say defense. There ain't
no way to see. That man threw 23 touchdowns and what, four picks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where him and Dez has not even been on the same page. So you gonna be all right.
And he has a healthy Dez coming back.
Maybe 23-4. Right. All right, but you know, you'll probably be up there like probably 30-8, something like that.
And he's got a healthy Dez Bryant coming back to him too. That's important to remember.
He's not a fantasy quarterback. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's only a handful of guys out there that's good for, like, if you're trying to win fantasy,
right.
A quarterback. You know, your Drew Brees or your Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, because they're going to throw the ball a lot. Uh-oh. So they're going to have a hell of a lot of yards and, you know, a bunch of touchdowns. Dak ain't gonna do it. Even Kirk Cousins. I don't know how good he gonna be this year though.
Uh oh. I gotta bring him on. He's on the line with us right now. I gotta play his music first, but he's on line with us right now.
Hello.
Give me a minute. I got you, Mr. Hightower. Give me a minute. I'm gonna bit tone. I don't know if you can hear this or not. I'm playing your music right now. Give me a little bit of music right now. Tone, what's up, man? Big Tone, you with us?
He's saying he left.
Oh, go on. I done played his music for him and everything. He done jetted on a brother. Oh, wait a minute.
No, we ain't hear the music.
Wait a minute. I know you didn't. I know it's Skype. I know it's Skype. But, you know, he'll hear it on the download. Big Tone, how you doing, man? Big Tone? I don't know what's going on.
It's the 40 on a block.
I don't know what's going on. He what?
They don't want him to come on and talk about Brian Hoyer as a quarterback.
Hey, Brian Hoyer.
Or them trying to steal my quarterback.
And Kyle Shanahan.
Let me see if I can get...
And Kyle Shanahan blowing the game.
Let me see if I can get him on with us real quick. Let me see if I can't call him back real quick. I don't know why I can't get Big Tone on. Come on, Big Tone.
There you go.
Big Tone, what's up, man? I played
you. Mr. Prescott is not going to do as good as everybody thinks he is. So we're going to get that straight down.
He's going to be better than Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, that's true. I can get that. But I so there you go. I give you that. But I think we're going to get Kirk Cousins in the middle of the year. So, hey, you know,
oh, yeah. Right now. Damn, watch that. We finna keep
our Get him, dude.
Damn, that. I'll drive out of damn DC myself.
Everybody, we got, dude,
you gonna let him just try to steal your quarterback? Like,
hell nah.
He wants to come over. He wants to come to us anyway. So what's the problem?
Nah, y'all finna get him. Shit. Damn, that.
You want to do a Shanahan again? Let me
exactly. He already told Shanahan he wants to come play with him. He can't stand it up there. The only reason why, because they don't want to give up the money.
Oh, they don't give up the money. We getting a new damn GM. Don't worry about that.
Real quick.
See, that means he's coming to us. If you guys get a new GM, he's coming to us.
We got to get one regardless. They fired the last one.
Yeah, they did.
Dude, he said they still in y'all quarterback. Straight up.
Why
are you sitting here bullshit? He's already said he wants to play for us. Either way, high come hell or high water, that's what's going to happen. Well, so if it's going to happen next year, or it's going to happen
Brian
next year,
Hoyer is not the answer.
Hell no.
We'll see.
I'm a diehard Niner fan, and I'll tell you this right now. Brian
Hoyer already told y'all wide receiver.
Joe did.
Yeah, we got Pierre Garçon. Yeah, he's come home. He's come home to where he's supposed to be.
Big Tone, you saying the 49ers is going to be the Redskins West?
Redskins West.
Now, we ain't going to be that bad.
No, I'm just saying. Y'all taking all their players. Y'all might as well take Jordan Reed.
Take Jordan Reed.
Y'all going to try to get Jordan Reed, too?
We got the money to do it, but nah.
Let me real quick head over to the chat. Pastor Sadell, how you doing, my friend?
I know he's a little lonely. No more football team for him.
That's true. He is a Rams fan, and they suck.
Yeah. Let me also, Captain Underpants was in the chat. I don't know if he's still with us, but he was in the chat. Doing his up to his normal hijinks as always. Good to have you guys with us in the chat room. If you guys do want to call in, 706-993-4606 is that number to call in. Next guy I want to talk about on the list. Oh, wait a minute. Calling the 510. Calling the 510. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me. 510. 510, you there? 510, going once, going twice. 510,
you hit somebody on the phone.
Somebody on the phone. 510, who we got? And then hang up. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
What area code is 510?
I I'm guessing New Orleans or Louisiana. I'm not sure.
We getting the JYD call?
Damn shame.
State Fair calling probably.
Oh, man. It's actually California. Wow.
Wow. Well, that might be a
Samoan.
might be a Chargers fan calling in somewhere.
Yeah, they're calling in from L.A. Yeah, because 510 is not L.A. That's 213. So that probably be Northern California. That's up north.
Well, another 49ers fan.
Yeah. So watch your mouth.
I pray it ain't another 49ers fan.
510, who we got?
Hightower.
Okay, is she okay? Okay.
Told you it was Simone.
The Rock is a cousin. The Rock is a cousin.
All right, you guys. The next guy I want to talk about is sort of like an X factor to me. I don't know how he's gonna do. Maybe they let the rings off him a little bit. Jameis Winston down to Tampa Bay.
He gonna put some big numbers up this year.
Yeah, he will. He's got the receiver he wants now. He's got another year under his belt. He's gotten better to me. His delivery is getting better. His timing is getting better. Mm-hmm. His mentality is outstanding now. Mm-hmm. So he knows what he needs to do.
Man, look, they got New England on their schedule. So that's going to be the game you're going to find out if they're real or fake.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
that is so true.
They can beat whoever they want to beat. If they play New England tough or beat them, then you know they're gonna be all right. But if they get the doors blowed off them by New England, yeah,
they get right.
they just gonna be good on man.
Surfer hears this. I hate to say this because if Surfer hears this, I'm not gonna hear the end of it. But I hate Brady with a passion. I can't stand him. I still say that Montana's always going to be better than him, regardless. I don't give a shit. But he's got his whole team coming back in a healthy Gronk. I don't think there's anybody out there can stop him.
It's called a man curse.
I don't know about that.
The man curse. The man curse, man. The man curse.
It don't matter.
It's called the Raiders. It's called the Raiders. The Raiders are going to dig into that ass, I bet you.
No, it don't matter what happened this year, because next year he gonna be on the Houston Texans.
San Francisco
then we gonna see how good he really is.
What'd you say? Tell him he gonna be on the Houston Texans.
Yep.
Hold up now, Houston got damn Deshaun Watson now. Dude.
Well.
That's the only logical thing.
He's going to
be on the Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
Nah, he ain't going to the Browns. He'll retire before he do that.
Yeah.
Because next year, Garoppolo is going to be an unrestricted free agent, so they can't keep both of them.
Right.
So,
but I will say this.
If he was smart, he should come back home.
And I will say this, too, about Jameis.
To the 49ers, really?
Yep. That's right.
But I'll say this about Jameis. Another thing that no one's really talked about is running back Doug Martin. Now he's out. He'll be back week 4 from his suspension from his weed suspension.
Stay off the weed.
Stay off the damn weed. But he'll be back, and everybody keeps saying he's looking good in OTAs. Things of that nature. You got job.
Weed should be legal. So, come on now. Nobody care about damn weed.
I don't think you should test for it in the NFL. But that's just me, guys. I think it's ridiculous to test for it in the NFL. But with Doug Martin back in the fold, he's rested. He's ready to go. He showed you what he can do a couple of years ago. So just keep him in the back of your mind. I got him in one league. I think he's my fourth or fifth running back. So just keep him in the back of your mind. Where you draft your running back.
Dude, I'm gonna ask you this: like, how can y'all? You all right? You in the league? Y'all already drafted? Like, what if somebody get hurt? Like OTAs or something?
Yeah, that's something you have to account for. You know, these. That's something you have to account.
You picking
for.
Your teams now, and yeah. Then and preseason doesn't start. Why are you picking your teams now?
It might be a damn trade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of stuff might happen between now and August.
There were ESPN drafts. Me and a friend of mine participated in, and we just keep the team. So you know, if something does happen, you deal with it. You know, if something happens, you deal with it. You know.
Teddy Bridgewater blew his knee out.
He's done.
Since.
He is not coming.
I don't think so. Don't say that. Teddy B should be back.
I hope
he won't be back as he was, but Teddy B will be back.
I hope he does. All right, let's talk about some of these tight ends that I want to get into here. The first group I want to get into is the two that intrigues me the most. Hunter Henry and Antonio Gates for the Chargers. I don't know how long Antonio Gates can keep beating Father Time, but
one more year.
It might be one more. Because Hunter Henry came up on him last year in a big way, in terms of
one more year.
Yeah, in terms of stats. I don't know. If you roll both those boys out there together, I don't know what you do in this situation. Who would you guys draft first, Hunter Henry or Antonio Gates?
Gates, because he's proven.
Neither one. Jason Witt.
Because I know he's going to get the ball. I forgot. You're a Cowboys fan. I forgot. You're a Cowgirl fan. I forgot all about that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Well, the 49ers, do they even have a tight end that we know of?
Nah, I don't know.
Y'all had a good tight end. Brent Jones and Vernon Davis.
We got Vernon Davis, and we resurrected his career.
You did. You really did.
Actually, Denver did, but okay.
Yeah, that's true.
He did.
He got a Super Bowl ring with Denver, but okay.
He did.
Hey, they could. That Denver team, you could put anybody back there. Peyton Manning was throwing ducks.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, don't throw shade.
Another group of tight ends I want to talk about. We go back to Tampa, and these are two guys I definitely don't want because I think they're gonna feed from each other. Cameron Bray and that rookie that just picked up, O.J. Howard. Me and Doom were watching the draft when Howard got drafted, and prime talent. Not saying he's not, but I think Cameron Bray will still be in the mix for reception, so to speak. I think they're gonna vulture off each other, and that makes me not want to pick up either one of these guys for my fantasy team.
They're not proven. He just has his all hype right now. So I wouldn't do it either.
Leaving both of those guys
alone. I just have those two tight ends. Yeah. That's why you need a team with one tight end.
Yeah.
Pick that tight end, like Martellus Bennett.
I'm glad.
They got him and Lance Hendricks on the other side. So Kendricks or whatever.
I'm glad you brought him up because that was the next thing I was going to talk about. Martellus Bennett. He had that 3-touchdown game with the Patriots last year, but past that, he did absolutely nothing. Can Aaron Rodgers resurrect his career?
You
see what he did to Cook with Cook.
Yeah.
You see what he did to them Cowboys.
See, that's wrong.
I'm sorry.
See, that's wrong. Now hold up now, y'all. We didn't come here to be hostile.
I'm sorry.
It's hard to tell. We talk about badass Dallas. That's all it is.
I'm sorry. It's hard.
Didn't Green Bay knock y'all out, too?
Who?
Didn't Green Bay beat y'all?
Yeah, we went to Green Bay and got our ass whooped, but we suck.
No, I ain't talking about. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the person who made that comment.
No, it was the Giants that beat us.
No, they beat y'all too last year, right?
Yeah. Well, knocked us out was us losing to. I just had to. I know. It. I'm sorry. You know, but it was low hanging fruit.
But then we sweep y'all last year. So yeah, what kind of like what room does that get? You weren't even in the playoffs. Big Tone, we spotted your team what 21 points and walked you down. Okay, I'm just saying, bro.
Oh,
man.
Oh no, I can sit here. I'm saying,
this be easy.
Let's go tomorrow.
Hold up, guys. The phone lines have been going off. Call in the 201. Speak up. Holla if you hear me. 201. Who we got the 201? And then hang up. Ain't this about a bitch?
That's them California people.
Hey.
Wrong again. Hey,
you got the bag messed up, man.
Just saying.
He's got northern, I got southern, man. It ain't from down this way.
210-510.
Let me hang up on this one real quick.
Long Beach.
Oh, Lord.
I put no barrier here, man.
Line 201. Who we got? 201.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Who does this something?
Ain't it past your bedtime?
Well, y'all sitting over there talking about Aaron Rodgers, y'all shitty Cowboys, and y'all booty ass Saints for some reason they got Adrian Peterson. Y'all need to shut the fuck up and realize that none of y'all ain't doing shit this year, because this year, ladies and germs, this year will be the year my Pats win number 6. Oh, period. Man. In the story.
And when Tom Brady is playing for somebody else next year, we're going to see if you be talking the same crap.
Playing for who else?
Your ass better be with the Pats. Oh, he's going to leave. His ass going to leave.
Leaving for who? For where?
We don't know yet.
Exactly.
You don't know, but he
don't get to leave. Y'all don't know because
like,
he isn't
just
going
to like, time out. See, this is why you don't watch football and you already watch the Pats.
No,
every
I watch great football.
Football player, every
but I recognize
great
greatness.
Quarter, now time out. Every great quarterback leaves a team. I'm telling you.
Well,
Joe Montana did.
Maybe your quarterback left.
Joe Montana did, and he led the Chiefs all the way. I think did he lead them all the way to the Super Bowl or to the
Tom Brady ain't going to
the AFC.
What
Tom Brady ain't going nowhere.
You say he not going nowhere? Okay.
Nope.
Let's ask this question right here so we can get this out of the way and you can go back in your hole. Okay. How are the New England Patriots going to pay him and Jimmy Garoppolo max money and go?
Well, Mac look like Jimmy might have to go because Tom Brady ain't
going nowhere.
So you going to just bet the next 5 or 6 years for a guy that might not even play that. He one hit away. One hit.
One hit away. Oh, my God.
Why does this come across as a little harsh? And say that he's got so many concussions. One more good one, he's done. Everybody
this
knows
may
that.
Come across as a little harsh, but this is why Giselle Bundchen, when it comes down to issues like this, need to learn to shut the fuck up.
Somebody on his way out, man. He already owned.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's on his way out.
My boy Tom is playing for another 10 years, and he about to win him another 5 more rings.
10 years?
Hold on, sir. Let me ask you this.
So let's make a
gentleman's wager right now. I bet money right now. Tom Brady will not play for the New England Patriots next year. Bet money, right?
We can make a bet right now.
Okay. It's a bet.
How about this? Well, let's make it, how about this? Let's make it real bet. How about when I come to Florida, dinner's on you.
I could do that.
Okay.
We can bet dinner.
So we got it on tape.
It's been recorded, right?
We got it on tape because I am recording.
There you go.
We got it on tape.
And here's the stipulation. It ain't gonna be no. He got to sign. If he re-signed with the Patriots,
it's gonna be Mac.
I'm not even betting on Tom Brady. I'm betting on Garofalo. I'm betting that they're gonna re-sign Jimmy Garofalo.
Garofalo ain't starting for another five more years.
No.
So okay. You think?
Bet money. All right, that's the bet. They're gonna re-sign Garofalo, and he's gonna be starting.
That ain't gonna happen for a good minute. You see our offensive line.
But how you say 10 years, Rage? The man
ain't
no
one quarterback
because my boy.
Maybe I need to start taking some lessons from Tom Brady because my boy treats his body like a temple.
But the man to be
right. on his way out.
You a damn lie.
The man is getting old, bro.
The man to be 48.
The man on his way out.
Rage.
He's
going to
get cracked. The offensive line is going to bust his ass, and somebody's going to give him a fucking concussion, and he's done. Guaranteed. Rage, ain't no team going to be doing that for a minute. Rage, let me ask you a real question, bro. Be honest.
For the first three quarters of the Super Bowl, did Tom Brady look like...
I don't care what happened in the first three. I care about what happened in the fourth.
Okay. So football.
When my boy lit the Falcons' ass up.
That's why he is the GOAT.
You still better be a Pats fan after he leaves. Because if you change,
he ain't leaving. He ain't going nowhere.
Okay, Ray.
The man is going to retire a Pat.
Okay, Rage, hold on for a second. So, I got you on tape. You said Brady's going to play for another 10 years. Do you realize the man...
All right, I was fucking around with that. He's going to play for a good five.
Like, the man, even if he played for five, he's 44.
Doesn't matter.
His boy paid for 2 years.
When did Peyton Manning retire?
40. They didn't have a capable backup.
Whoa, guess what? Those are different times then, because we know how the NFL likes to protect its quarterback.
So let me give him two years.
And still, we have a beefed up offensive line. We got receivers for days. Come on, man. Ain't nobody fucking with us.
For the first three quarters of the Super Bowl, you just get killed. And then that last quarter,
the Falcons choke. They choke, and they got their ass.
The 49ers coach help y'all in the Super Bowl.
They helped us win the Super Bowl. Hey, listen, Cowboys fan, why don't you worry about your quarterback, Cowboys fan, and why don't you tell your GM to keep Tony Romo's name out of his mouth, because the boy gone.
Listen to this. The motherfucking Pats better watch out for the fucking Raiders. They coming for y'all.
How about this, Rage? I ain't worried about the Raiders.
Derek Carr good, but he ain't Tom Brady good.
Hey, can we put this?
No, he ain't Tom Brady good, but he got a team.
Hey, how about this?
Let's go time stamp.
In 5 years, let's see if Rage's still a Pat fan.
I am forever a Pat fan.
Forever a Pat
fan.
Said that about
CM Punk. He denounced him like Judas.
That's different because he failed me. He failed me because he was talking all of that shit and he got his ass.
When Tom Brady goes to the Jaguars, you're going to be a Jaguars fan, huh?
Tom Brady ain't going to those goddamn Jaguars. Where did you get that
from?
He ain't going nowhere. Y'all need to stop.
Let me ask, let me ask you this, Ray. Do you believe that the New England Patriots are going to let Jimmy and depend on Tom Brady? Really? The old, decrepit
Tom Brady? I believe Jimmy Garoppolo I believe if Jimmy Garoppolo knows what's good for him, he will stay on that bench until Tom Brady is good and ready to leave. Because if he wants to remain on a championship caliber team, when Tom Brady leaves, he'll stay his ass on that bench. He already got two
Super Bowl. What do you mean?
Okay. Rage, let me ask you this. This is a fantasy football summit. So do you have anything constructive that you want to say about anyone in that we've talked about thus far?
Well, who have you guys talked about this far? I literally just tuned in. I'm getting home from work. I got a few players that I'm looking at to draft. Pick
your Patriots players. Is y'all so?
No.
I'm gonna be looking at Khalil Mack from the Raiders. I like that boy Mack. That's a good D man right there.
You don't pick one defensive player. You pick a whole defense.
Doesn't matter. Can I give my expert analysis, please, without you interrupting?
That ain't no expert analysis. Talking about you.
In fairness to Rage, he can do that if he's in the IDP league. In fairness to Rage, go ahead.
I'm looking at the Raiders defense. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, well, if I had to pick the top five defenses, mm-hmm. number one is the Pats, of course.
Yeah, right.
Shit, you smoking.
My boy Dante Hightower is a beast. My boy Rob Ninkovich is a beast. My boy Malcolm Butler is going to be back in there.
So we're good. That's number one. Malcolm Butler better thank his career because of Pete Carroll. Because if Pete Carroll,
if he wants to take that Patriots
and Ray,
let him have it.
The last two Super Bowls y'all won, the other coach won it for you with bad play calling.
Yep,
that's what. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter how you. I don't care how we win it as long as we win it and we won it.
Okay. And both of them happen to be in the NFC West. That's a standard.
Look, why you hating, man?
Pete Carroll and Kyle Shanahan.
Why you hating? You choked to the damn Packers.
Hey, didn't Seattle beat y'all when they came back?
I picked y'all asses to get to the Super Bowl, and of course didn't you Earl failed time in and time out.
Yes, he did.
Didn't Earl Thomas break Gronk's spine or something like that?
Hey, Tony, let me tell you something. Okay. When your team stops choking, you call me, okay? Because all your Cowboys do is choke and fail and choke and fail.
Okay,
Rage.
No
choke job there. They got beat.
Okay, Rage, do you have anything else you want to contribute to the fantasy football talk?
I'll give my top five defenses. Impact sort of position players, whatnot. Like I said, for defenses, number one is the Pats. I'll say number two, I'm looking at the Raiders. Number three, I'm definitely looking at the Falcons.
What the hell? Smoking.
Number three.
The Falcons?
You remember what the Falcons did to him? What the Falcons did to him and the Brady in the Super Bowl.
I'm not just looking at the Super Bowl. I'm looking at the whole season. They had a damn good defense.
Until
the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl.
Okay, Ray, who else you got?
I'd say number five defensive team. Probably the Seahawks.
Okay.
Still, I mean, I know they're not. I know they're not as good as they once were. But look, Richard Sherman is still there. Sorry? I don't know how long they're gonna. I don't know how long he's gonna be there. You got Cam Chancellor still there.
Man, look. Richard Sherman comes to the Redskins, baby.
Richard Sherman ain't going to no damn Redskins.
And what's your last? And Rage, what's your last team?
Yeah, that was a lot. Like that was the five right there. The Pats, the Raiders, the Falcons. Who else am I looking at? Oh, the Seahawks. And I guess one more would be, I guess I got to go with the New York Jets. I like. I mean,
Doctor Doom.
I can't take it.
What's up,
Doctor Doom? The New York Jets will never look. They'll never amount to shit, but they'll always have a decent defense on them.
This man talking blasphemy. Dr. Doom,
what, the Jets?
You remember when Brady,
all right.
The Jets? When
Brady threw that pick in the Super Bowl? He tried to dive at a dude and called number grass.
Oh,
he tried to suicide and dive like he was Joe Hardy. It wasn't little dude.
Oh,
man. That's my memory of the Super Bowl.
If I have to pick the top five running backs, now look, you put this on tape too,
because this is how I got to my championship game.
Okay.
This football season.
Okay.
Via trade.
Number one. That's what you got to do. You got to make trades to win. Until Will fucked it up for me, but that's a different story for a different day.
Go ahead, man.
This travel was. I remember that when we get in season and you need a play or two. Remember that.
Whatever. Number one, Le'Veon Bell from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
I hate the Steelers.
Why you put Le'Veon Bell up there? He gonna get hurt.
No, he won't.
It's at least.
Well, you know
he's not gonna get as much touches now.
Look, that boy single-handedly got me into the championship game.
Okay, who's your number two?
I don't know what player I picked him up from, but I know when I made that trade, man.
Okay, what's your number two, Rage?
Number two with Garrett Blount. Little disappointed he went to the Philadelphia Eagles, but I still think he's one of the best backs in the game. That dude's got power. That dude's that dude has speed on him, so he can truck motherfuckers. He'll do wonders for Carson Wentz in Philly. Number three, I'll go with Todd Gurley, number three.
Okay.
I like Todd Gurley.
Okay, who's your number four?
Number four, I'm going to go with... Damn, this is hard. Marshawn Lynch. Number four, Marshawn Lynch. I think when he gets in there, he's not going to lose a step.
And finally, I'm going to go with
Adrian Peterson at five.
Okay.
All right, man.
William, I want some band from this show.
Why? Who did I leave out the list? Zeke?
Man, LeSean McCoy, old boy from Arizona.
You know what? Let me take number five back. I'm gonna replace Peterson with Zeke.
No, you trying to do that so you won't get banned. But you're going to get banned.
No, I'm not doing it to get banned. I just forgot about the season he had.
But you're going
to
be banned. Because you disrespect.
He put LeSean McCoy. To who? He put LeSean McCoy in there. He put David Johnson in there. He put Devontae Freeman in there.
No, sorry. No.
So I can't put Devontae Freeman in nothing because he missed that block.
I'm sorry.
He did miss it. That's true.
Trash.
Oh, my.
But he ain't put Zeke in the top five.
If I had to put a sleeper pick in there, for everything.
William, cut his mic.
Y'all draft Deshaun Watson. Draft Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans.
This man.
I'm going to make a... bold prediction right now. Bold prediction right now. The Houston Texans with Deshaun Watson are going to get in the playoffs this year.
You didn't even pick Houston's defense.
He didn't.
No.
I didn't. But that doesn't mean they're top. That doesn't mean they're not a top 10 defense. I see them as a top 10 defense.
Well,
they're just not in my top 5.
All right, Rage. All right.
They almost beat y'all. They had a quarterback.
All right, Rage.
You can't let this blaspheme come on here like this.
I thank you.
It's killing your ratings.
I already lost the caller.
It's killing your ratings right now. Disrespect.
Why am I killing the? I'm not killing the ratings. I'm giving y'all solid advice.
Like from someone. Rain. Come on.
I'm giving y'all solid advice from someone who got to the championship game and squashed and kicked every single person on this call's ass this season.
I don't want to pull a Stephen E. Smith, but I'm about to pull
You so great, you better win with your original roster.
I don't want to pull a Stephen A. Smith, but I got to do it. I got to do it. Rage, thank you for the phone call.
It's on stay off.
My goodness.
So disrespectful.
Oh, I did not know 201 was him. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry for that buffoonery.
Coming out here gloating.
The man
begging for all them praise.
The only reason he beat me.
The man put LeGarrette Blount in his top 5. Lord help him. All right, let's get back to
you. Reach Anthony's home. Sorry, I'm not available right now. Please leave a message and I will return.
You're not allowed to come over here and talk blaspheme like
I know
that.
I know that number now. I didn't know it before, but I definitely know it now. All right, let's talk about some. Let's get back to the real conversation before we got interrupted by buffoonery there. And by the way, Rage, for that LeGarrette Blount remark, sir, you are banned. I'm done. Until you apologize for that, you are banned.
To William Morgan, you are banned.
You are banned. LeGarrette talking Blount,
football on this network.
And he picked him what, number 2? On his top 5?
Number 2. The
blasphemy. David Johnson is the truth.
Yeah.
And you're going to just disregard him. Okay. All right.
McCoy, Shady McCoy, Zeke Elliott, all of them.
All of them just disrespected by Rage. Anyhow, let's go on back. Let me see who did. Okay. He's did it. All right. So, I'm wanting to talk about Leonard Fournette. What do you guys think he's going to do for Jacksonville?
Not a damn thing. Same thing TJ Yeldon was doing.
I mean, he might do a little something, but
he ain't finna set the world on fire or nothing like that.
You don't think he'll be a number 2 running back?
Never know. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
TJ. And you put Yeldon behind a good offensive line, you see what he can do at Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, he way better than Eddie Lacy was. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But don't worry. We need him just stay in Jacksonville, so when Zeke want to get paid and then we just have to let him go. We'll pick up TJ Yeldon right in. Just like Darren McFadden, resurrect all your career behind the Cowboys, man.
You fit right in.
I mean, he might do something. Jaguars, Vegas, Texans, Titans, Ravens. He might do a little something.
My only concern with Leonard Fournette, he can't catch at the backfield.
That means he's going to be on the sidelines on third down.
Yeah, he's going to be on the sidelines.
TJ Hill.
He's not a three down back to me for some reason. I know some of the pundits in the media are favorite. He's one of their favorites. But to me, if you can't catch the football at the backfield, you're not an every down back. You're not an RB2 at all. You're more of an RB3. So, we shall see how that goes, how they use them. I don't recall, I think Jacksonville did one signing to boost their offensive line, and I think he's holding out right now, so we'll see if they can get the offensive line fixed and get Fournette going. I don't know if they will, but we shall see. I want to get back to Seattle real quick. The Seattle running back situation, who's going to come out of that dumpster fire there in Seattle? Eddie Lacy's going to come out of that? CJ Procise, maybe Thomas Rawls.
Shit, he already got his money.
I mean, he just got his money. I know a lot of it is incentives to keep your
lose weight.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be disrespectful. But I'm just
so disrespectful.
I'm just having a hard time believing that a dude is getting actual money to stay in shape. You're an NFL football player. That should be your primary mission in life, is to stay in shape to get that money. But I digress. There's a lot going on down there in Seattle. They haven't opened up that offensive line at all. They haven't made it any better. Thomas Ross had that 1 year Marshawn Lynch got her. He ran wild. But since that point, no.
Don't they supposed to get Cap? Cap, I heard Cap was interested in going into the Seahawks.
Yeah, they're talking about Cap coming back as a backup. Mm-hmm. They are talking about that.
Yeah.
They are talking about that.
Send them over there, to the Redskins. Shit.
We'll say shit.
You said it.
Yeah. Get our boy.
Hey,
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, man. But I think that Seattle running game, I don't know what you're going to see. I guess you'll see Eddie Lacy on the first two downs and maybe C.J. Procise.
You see a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see a whole lot of nothing.
Maybe see
their defense is going to do good, but I don't know about their offense.
I was reading up on the running backs today from Seattle, and they're saying C.J. Procise is looking very, very good in OTAs thus far. So maybe he'll get some more third down work. By this time, it kind of.
Who the guys they watch?
Huh?
Who they got as they watch? I said, who the guys as their receivers?
Well, you know, you got Doug Baldwin. He's their primary. Oh, okay. You got Jimmy Graham down there. Hopefully, Jimmy Graham will do something this year. Another year under his belt with Russell Wilson, so we'll see what they do. I want to move over to the receivers real quick. Rage brought him up earlier. Well, he didn't bring him up, but he brought up the Patriots earlier. I don't know if I want to take him or not. How well do you think Brandon Cooks is going to do in New England?
He ain't damn Judy and Edelman. You know, Brady only likes people on the slot. He can't really throw it down the field. If you really look at it, he just throws little quick slants.
Oh, Brady?
Yeah. Look at their offense.
Brady
Cubs, all he likes is
Brady Cubs throw that shit, though.
Good, look at their offense. All it is quick slants.
If he wanted to, he can throw it down. I give Brady that. Nigga, he's a beast.
He probably used to. I don't know about no more.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do no big, long plays, just little quick five-yard slants to the little dude that could just run around or quick dump offs. He ain't hitting them long passes.
And I think if I'm mistaken, I think the Patriots only play one game on turf. I'm not sure about that. I have to look that up. But Cooks is used to playing on turf. With Drew Brees down the Superdome, so we'll see what
he's going to do. And it's going to get cold.
Yeah, yeah. But he's a guy that's supposed to take the top off the defense, so.
No, you better get to that damn grass.
I want to bring up another guy real quick, get your opinion on him very, very quickly. From a football sense, just a football sense. Joe Mixon got picked up by the Bengals. It looks like from whatever all the signs are pointing, he's going to be the starter down in Cincinnati. You don't draft a guy like that with Jeremy Hill and Jerry Bernard still on your roster and definitely not use them. From a football sense, it makes sense to me, but
let me break it down. Yeah, y'all know that Sean Penn abused Madonna right back in the day.
Yes.
If he can still get roles, this kid can play football. I'm tired of everybody talking about because he hit a girl. If she hit him first, tell you the truth, he just hit her harder.
Well,
I'm not condoning the violence, but it's just
right.
he paid his debt to society, just like with Vic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Damn, Dante Stallworth killed somebody and was able to play Vic. Vic had to wait and go, you know what I'm saying?
He should be your starter before the year is out because I think you don't, like I said, you don't draft a kid and not use them. I think they might keep Gio, but I think Jeremy Hill could be on his way out the door. They just weren't happy with his play last year, and I know Gio got hurt, so we'll see what Cincinnati does with that running back situation. Mixon is probably the best out the bunch. If you're going to pick somebody from there, I would definitely take him. Maybe Gio as a flex if he's healthy. Maybe Gio. Maybe as a flex if he's healthy. I want to talk about, we're going back to Tampa for a quick second. DeSean Jackson. Now, DeSean Jackson is another dude that's kind of frustrating to me, too, because he's widely inconsistent. He's the type of dude that might give you a 3 for 28, but then again, he could come back the next week, 5 for 70 and a touchdown. What do you guys think about DeSean Jackson being in Tampa this year?
Well, let me head out of here.
Okay, man. Appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, man.
You got, you know, DeSean Jackson, you know, to take the top off the defense.
Yep.
So we're gonna see. But him and, you know, Jameis Winston can make that connection. I ain't worried about him too much.
Breaking up.
Yeah, he broke up a little bit. Couple of guys. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying he's all right. I think he's starting to slow up a little bit. He's been in the league for a hot minute.
Yeah. He has been. Now, I want to bring up your guy, Doom. I'll bring up Pierre Garçon. Do you think he can recapture former glory over at the 49ers?
Well, he was still producing. See, he's a good slot receiver. Mid-range. He ain't going to beat you on speed, but he can run some good routes. And he's got good hands. He was a good possession receiver.
Tony, see any thoughts on y'all?
No. I mean, they let him go to the 49ers, so.
Well, you know, they had the money to sign him. But we, you know, we got a rookie that's going to be able to play this year. Oh, we're not rookie. It's second year. You know, you kind of have to, you know, move out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. When y'all move to 7-9 and 6-10 and 5-11, you'll be mad. You'll know. You'll see it.
The other guy I want to bring up real quick, Dez Bryant. Can he stay healthy this year, Tony C?
No. Something gonna happen. You gonna miss
a game or two. Guy just injury prone, man.
I just think if he can stay healthy and get that time with Dez, because he's really the only red zone target you have down there in Dallas.
No, that's not true.
Damn, Cole Beasley.
We got Cole Beasley. We got Terrence Williams. We got Witten. We got plenty of people that can catch. That ain't our problem. Defense. Don't get me started on that. Go on to the next topic. Stop. It's late for that.
DeAndre Hopkins is another dude I want to talk about. I don't know what he's going to be. Is he going to be top five the way he was a few years ago, or is he going to be bottom 20 like he was last year? He's got a new quarterback now. The guys he's played.
Fred Savage, bro. Boy Meets World, bro.
I think Deshaun Watson, I don't think he'll be the quarterback week one. You don't think he'll be quarterback week one?
No. Maybe halfway through the season, but not week one. No. Bill O'Brien ain't going out like that just yet. Not just yet.
I just think he'll give you the best chance to win.
Oh, well, Savage. Fred Savage's brother gonna do a little something. And they'll put Watson in there probably about halfway through the season.
Yeah.
They'll be all right.
12:26, we're almost done here. Tony C and Doom, feel free to do so as well. Give us your take on the NBA Finals. Tony C, you take over first for us.
I'll let Doom go first because I'm bringing home.
Okay, Doom, go ahead.
I'll bring it home.
I want the damn Warriors to sweep the Cavs. I'll keep it short and sweet.
I want the Warriors to win as well. You went out
there. I need the Warriors.
Go ahead.
I
was saying, you went out there. You got Kevin Durant to win the thing to cause the mismatch problem. You gelled well with Steph Curry quicker than I thought you would. I thought that they might you know, maybe take a season or so to gel, but they gelled quickly, really, really well. So I definitely got the Warriors beating the Cavs. I got going 6 though.
I hope it go at least 6 with the Warriors winning, because I need my 0-1 Lakers to still have that record. Passionate about that. And if I was the Warriors, I'll just run a 4-3 pick and roll all day long and have Kevin Love switch on Kevin Durant.
Well, and Kevin Love has been talking trash, but my thing is, the Cavaliers don't have a backup center. If you get Tristan Thompson in foul trouble, Cleveland going down in a thing of flames. And ain't nobody else noticed that. Tristan Thompson can barely jump. He sits, he just sits close to the hole and just snag rebounds. You start attacking him, like with a McGee and a Pachulia, and get him in foul trouble, they're going to be hurt because they're going to have to pull Kevin Love off that three-point line. Since he likes to hang out there.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I'm talking about defensively. If you run that 4-3 pick and roll with Durant and Draymond.
Oh, yeah.
And you have Kevin Love, they're either going to switch or they're going to trap it.
Yeah.
And then if they trap it, you playing, what, 3-on-2 on the back end?
Mm-hmm.
And if they switch it, you got Kevin Durant on you got Kevin Love checking Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And then you got Draymond.
On LeBron.
LeBron in the post on Draymond. So, I know they're going to run their offense, but, like, if it got down to the nitty-gritty, that's their weakness.
And another thing this year, which nobody really talks about, your boy Kyrie is going to have to play defense this year.
Yeah, because he's going to have to check Steph or
Klay Thompson.
Or Klay. Yeah.
And because last year they got away with double teaming LeBron, and like J.R. Smith was double teaming damn Steph because Steph couldn't move.
Leaving Harris and Barnes wide open.
Yep. And he, you know, he was a brick mason last year, so this year.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun to see how Golden State attack them, but their weaknesses, Kevin Love can't play man-to-man defense with Draymond or KD. And then you got Steph. You can hide Steph on J.R. Smith because J.R. Smith post nobody up. He want to stay on the wing, so Steph could play him. You allow Klay to play Kyrie, but hey man,
Cleveland don't have a good rotation, man, because LeBron didn't be playing 40 plus minutes. He's only get tired.
He gonna have to. The longer the series go, the more favor. The more favoring Golden State because LeBron will have to play more minutes.
Yep.
And Draymond Green ain't in foul trouble.
Yep.
or
so if you go, Golden State, you want me personally? I wanted to go 6 or 7 because if it goes short either way, the game's gonna be close. Them first four or five games. Probably gonna be close. Now, when you get in 6 or 7, that's when LeBron probably gonna run out of gas because that's when they start playing every other day.
Right.
In the beginning, you know, they play you play Wednesday, play 2 Sunday, and probably come back and play 3 Tuesday or Wednesday. And then from there, I think it's every other day. And that's the thing to watch. You know what I'm saying? Dude, he human. You gonna run out of gas? You gonna start leaking oil at the end, especially this year. Real talk, he's playing like 40 plus minutes now, and you gonna play 40 plus in this, you know, the beginning, because Ty Lue ain't gonna be thinking about this thing going extended, you know. And he, like Doom said, he got to play D now.
Yep,
last year. Harrison Barnes, man, you gonna have KD able to go one on one, extend that energy.
Yep.
Or KD might start attacking LeBron.
That's what I was saying.
Yep.
I would, you know, you have that in your game plan, you know, a possession or two. You just say, all right, KD, go to work.
Yep.
And that's taking energy out of him. Even if he don't make the basket, he had to work.
Yep.
So it's gonna be fun, man. We got 2 more days.
Skip Bayless. 2 more days. Skip Bayless said this could be the greatest NBA finals of all time.
I don't think so, man, because I think, like I said, if he goes 6 or 7, dude gonna run out of gas.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's he gonna run out of gas. I don't care. Even, like, it's going to be the Tom Brady effect. He looked like crap for 3 quarters, like.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, now if the game, if he run out of gas and able to hang around in them games that he run out of gas, then he could pull up Brady and look good at the end or whatever.
Right.
But if he don't, you run out of gas or go to state. They be in shot pads.
Oh yeah, quick, fast, and in a hurry too.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Yeah.
This has the Spurs. So. This has the Spurs game one. this has the Spurs cold. Game one, man. Whoa, they came back on the boys quick. All right, don't forget, guys. You can enjoy the other fine programming on Rant AM Radio. Tomorrow's a doubleheader. We start out with the Shining Wizards at 7. Then you can catch Tony C and AA on the Rant at 9. Don't forget on Thursday we have Rant, another episode of Rant and Wrestling. Follow on Friday, Phil Araya and Choppy with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Sunday, you're looking at the What Are You Reading comic book show, or as you like to call it, Tony C, the What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer. with Surfer. And then Monday, 11:15 p.m. is this fine program, the Sports Report Podcast. Gentlemen, is there anything else we need to cover before we get out of here for the night?
Nah. Oh, Tiger Woods DUI.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, we talked about that in the beginning. That was, he was medicated, man.
Yeah.
He was on that good stuff.
He said it to
slide out the house.
He said it on his statement, too. He said it on his statement, so, you know.
Mixing mixing medication, man.
But outside of a certain somebody who is now banned until I get an apology.
Yes, we need an apology.
I need an apology. And you just can't call me on Skype or text me. I want my apology. We want the apology on the air, sir. Where everybody
can. You apologize for disrespecting the football gods.
LeGarrette Blount. Look, not putting down LeGarrette Blount, but really, LeGarrette Blount.
I had a speaking David Johnson and LeSean McCoy. Child, please.
Blatant disrespect. All right, guys, we're going to jump on out of here. I want to thank you guys for calling in. Thank you to Tony C, my co-host, Doom for calling in, Mr. Hightower for calling in, Big Tone for calling in. Appreciate you doing that. Rage, I'm waiting to give my apology, sir. So if there is nothing else, I will see you guys next Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant AM Radio. Everybody, please take care.